Hello, and thanks for tuning in. We have no big show for you this week. We're taking a bit of a break after the League of Ireland season has just finished. I do video content for League of Ireland clubs, so just taking a little bit of R&R this week, but back next week for another great show. We've rocketed past 8,000 downloads so far this year, and we can't thank you enough for your continued support and listening to the show. So we're also making plans to get bigger and better for 2026 as well. But we're not leaving you empty-handed this week either. Here is a bonus clip that never made it into episode 27, and my interview with the great Waterford legend Alfie Hale. In it, he talks about his relationship with the great Busby Babe and Manchester United legend Dennis Violet. And Alfie started off by talking about how he originally connected with Dennis.
To be honest with you, Dylan, my love for English football stopped entirely at of admiration. I loved reading about the Busby Babes. I cried my eyes out on the night that I heard the plane had crashed and those lads who died in it. I followed up the books. I had made contacts later in life. And at that time, I had already made a contact with the Busby Babes when I was only 17, 18, just played for Waterford. And one of the Busby Babes, Dennis Violet, came from Manchester United in the summertime to play for Waterford. And that was through an invitation of my sister, elder sister Hannah, who's now left us, and her husband Dennis, who both lived in Manchester for a couple of years. Dennis had, that's her husband, had trials with Manchester City. And they, for some reason, bumped into Dennis Violet, became very good friends with him. Dennis Violet was leading goal scorer with Manchester United Busby Babes at the time. And he was in the Dennis Law class, and make no mistake about it, fantastic player. But he came to Waterford, and I carried his boots in when he stayed with Dennis in the house and Hannah. And he, I got into the game free to watch him play. And there was another Man United player playing, Harry, I forget his second name now, but they, Stanley Matthews played in the match. It was an all-star team played Waterford. But Dennis Violet was my idol then. And I got on great with him. And ironically, and now I'm jumping ahead again. That was in 1957, just before the Manchester United air crash. In 1972, Waterford were invited to Washington to play a number of games there. And the manager who organized it from the Washington area was Dennis Violet. He was a manager of Washington Diplomats. And Dennis was great friends with Shea Brennan, who was my manager then, and also great friends with me. And it's a long-tailed thing, the story of Washington and meeting Dennis. And Dennis invited me to meet Pele when I was injured in the game over in Washington. I couldn't play. And I was sitting up, feeling fed up with myself over in Washington, doing nothing, when Dennis picks me up, takes me to this fantastic stadium, going back to a hotel, the Hilton Hotel, introduced to some great characters in American sport, boxers as well, Cassius Clay's trainer and whatever. And I met all these guys all through Dennis Violet, and he was a lovely, lovely man, and he died some couple of years later. And daughter became number one seed at Wimbledon in one era there. And it all came through himself, through his book, that how they were treated originally by Manchester United, the Busby Babes themselves, was awful, awful. And eventually, 20 years later, or it could even been more, the players who could benefit from it got some benefit of a testimonial held in Manchester. And even that has a lot to tell in itself. But anyway, Dennis was able to, and he was happy to say that what he did get with the testimonial money he got, he gave it to his daughter to get some trials in tennis, and later became a terrific tennis player. Now, I'm not great at describing this, but the stories behind the Manchester United Busby Babes thing are pretty awful in terms of Manchester United. The players were fantastic lads. How they were treated, some of them were told within a fortnight, 3 weeks of being home from Manchester, were told they may never play again. Those players were picked up by the directors of the board and instructed, told, if you're not fit to play in the next month or so, remove yourself from the clubhouse that you live in. Could you imagine that in this day?
Wow.
When people who were put out of the way and they're straight into a solicitor claiming damages and whatever. Mm. Duncan is one of the best players in the world of all time.
Yeah.
And Dennis Violet himself, his whole career was gone, basically. He tried to play again, but he was never the same player afterwards. And those guys. When you see today modern football, how they treat, how they play, you know, it just doesn't exist.
Alfie Hale there in a bonus clip from episode 27 that never made it into the final edit. You can go back and listen to that fantastic interview with Alfie in a two-parter of episode 27 and episode 28. You can also go back and listen to other great interviews with the likes of Pat Fenlon, Owen Hahn, Dermot Keeley, Tony Galvin and Pat Byrne as well. Normal service resumed next week. And remember, support your local League of Ireland and Northern Ireland Football League team. It's our heritage, it's our game. Until next time, bye for now.